We follow the office of Prime on page 108. Please rise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste, to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.
Almighty God,
Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault, in thought, word, and deed, for the sake of the suffering, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Have mercy on me, forgive me all my sin, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen.
The lesson from John chapter 10. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. And am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. In our meditation this morning, we will focus on one sentence from our text. The Good Shepherd gives his life for the sheep. And we'll look simply at a few thoughts in this one sentence. The first thought is that there is one Good Shepherd. Jesus begins by saying, I am the good shepherd. And whenever we ever hear that expression, I am, in the Bible, it reminds us of God speaking to Moses at the burning bush, I am who I am. God is the eternal Lord, the one who is and who was and who always will be. And here Jesus says, I am the eternal good shepherd. He is telling us that there is only one good shepherd. He is the perfect shepherd who cares for all of our needs. We depend on him for our life and our breath and everything, for body and soul. And he provides all that we need so that we can say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He provides all that we need and protects us from all evil. He made us, he saves us, he comforts us. He is the one good shepherd. We need him, we need his salvation, because our soul is constantly in danger of being lost, because we were born sinful, and because we are tempted every day to think evil, to speak evil, to see evil. But to rescue us, the Good Shepherd gives his life. He doesn't just pay a little price, a little fine, a little fee. He doesn't just give a physical sacrifice. He gives his whole life of innocence and sinlessness. He suffered not only pains of torture and crucifixion, he suffered in his soul being abandoned by God, so that he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? He didn't give a sacrifice of a simple human body, but of a whole human life with body and soul, but one that was also divine. Jesus, as God and man, died as the sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Jesus says he gives his life, and he means his life, his psyche, his soul self, to save our whole self, to save human beings who are body and soul, to live with him in heaven. And finally, Jesus says, the good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. This means he gave his life for you. Because you are Jesus' sheep, Jesus' little lamb, because you were baptized into him, because you hear and recognize his voice as the voice of your good shepherd. He says, my sheep hear my voice and they know me. You are part of that flock of innumerable people of the Holy Christian Church throughout the world today and throughout time. On Judgment Day, you will be gathered among the sheep at the Lord's right hand, and you will be there with Adam and Eve, with Noah, Abraham, Moses, Miriam, Rahab, Ruth, David, Isaiah, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Mary, Martha, believers of every age and every time. Jesus gave his life for the sheep, and he gave his life for you. This is your eternal hope. This is what it means to have the Good Shepherd who gives his life for the sheep. Amen. We continue on page 108 with the response reading. Please stand.
O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us.
Lord Jesus,
glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us.
Arise, O Christ, and help us.
And deliver us for your name's sake.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, bright Son of the world, shine upon my spirit and drive away the night of sin, that I may walk in your holy light all my life and even forevermore.
Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Bless us,
are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who may revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people, and kindle in them the fire of your love.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty order this day and all our doings in his peace. Amen.